An active pattern is in the forecast this week across upstate New York and interior New England. A series of storm systems will move through, bringing wet weather and the potential for higher elevation snow. Zonal flow will push a fast-moving storm through the mid-Atlantic this morning. We are on the northern edge of that system, with impacts primarily focused on southern New England. Snowfall accumulations will not be extreme, but a slick commute is possible for these areas, such as the Berkshires, Taconics, as well as southern Green. Monday night into Tuesday early morning offers a brief reprieve. However, a more extensive and powerful storm system will impact the region midday Tuesday into Wednesday. Warm frontal rainfall will bring widespread showers west to east midday into Tuesday evening. Some snow may mix in at higher elevations. There will be a better chance for showers to continue across the North Country and Champlain Valley Wednesday morning ahead of a passing cold front on track for Wednesday afternoon. This cold front will be a strong one. A band of organized rainfall, heavy at times, will move through. Cold air will rapidly build in behind the front, allowing for a changeover from rain to snow, especially across the Adirondacks, leading to some minor accumulations. Gusty wind will be an issue for all, especially the second half of the day Wednesday into Wednesday night. Thursday offers a break as high pressure builds in from the Midwest behind the cold front. However, it will be a colder than average day. Friday, another storm moves in. This will bring yet another round of valley rain and some mountain snowfall. High pressure builds in Saturday into Sunday for a drier trend into the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, a prequel to our messy weather by midweek as a robust upper-level low moving over the Pacific Northwest slides across the Intermountain West today. These areas can expect an increase of rain with higher elevation snow throughout the day. By Tuesday, this upper-level system slides eastward over the plains. With an Arctic air mass in place, precipitation in the form of snow will move into the northern high plains and northern plains by the afternoon, while snow continues along the northern and central Rockies. As this upper-level system moves through the Mississippi Valley, a surface low develops, strengthens, and lifts north toward the Great Lakes throughout the day, as snow north of the low spreads from the northern plains to the upper Midwest. By Tuesday evening, heavy snow will be occurring along the upper Great Lakes, with over a foot expected in northern Michigan. The heaviest snow moves north into Canada by early Wednesday morning. However, some lingering lake effect is possible over parts of the upper and lower Great Lakes. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, it will be a snowy start to the work week. Organized snow will dwindle to snow showers after the lunch hour, with accumulations ranging between 3 and 5 inches. Highs will be in the mid-40s, but a brisk northeast wind will generate a wind chill between 25 and 35 degrees. In Boston, expect snowfall initially, but a few rain showers may mix in for the afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 40s. Snowfall accumulations in Boston under an inch. Expect skies to clear by late afternoon into the evening. For Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the low 40s. A southwest wind will be between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 52 degrees, the average low 32 degrees. The record high for today, 77, set back in 2010, and the record low is 17, set back in 1964. Sunrise, 6:36 a.m., and sunset, 7:22 p.m., a total of 12 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a net gain of 2 minutes from yesterday. Your contiguous United States 24-hour temperature extremes ran from minus 7 degrees Sunday morning at Fort Belknap in Scobie, Montana, to 97 degrees at Death Valley, California, Sunday afternoon. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll start the morning with some high and mid-level cloud cover from a passing storm to our south. Generally, the further north you live, the better chance to see sunshine earlier in the day. Highs will be in the mid to upper 40s. Glens Falls could make it 50. Wind will be out of the west-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight, clouds increase. Lows will be in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we will continue to see snow this morning, diminishing to snow showers by the noontime hour. Total snowfall accumulations ranging between 1 and 3 inches. The higher end of this range will be more common the further south you live. Highs will be in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Wind will be out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. This afternoon, clouds will clear, giving way to sunshine, but clouds quickly return overnight with lows dipping around freezing. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, AM as well as for the southern Adirondacks. We'll start the morning with some high and mid-level cloud cover from a passing storm. A few snow showers cannot be ruled out, but accumulations are not expected to exceed half an inch. Skies will clear by the afternoon and highs will bounce back into the mid-40s. Wind will be out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight, clouds increase yet again. Lows will be into the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we continue to see snow this morning, diminishing to snow showers by the noontime hour. Total snowfall accumulations range between 1 and 2 inches, with a higher end being more common the further south you live. Skies clear this afternoon, allowing for sun. Highs will also reach into the low 40s. Wind today out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overnight clouds increase with lows dipping into the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we will continue to see snow showers this morning, diminishing by late morning. Total snowfall accumulations ranging between half an inch to an inch, with a higher end more likely for Berkshires into the southern Greens. Skies clear by the afternoon. That allows highs to climb in the low to upper 40s, the higher end of this range for the Capital District. Wind will be out of the west-southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour overnight. Skies cloud up again, lows dipping into the upper 20s to the freezing mark. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, highs will be in the upper 40s. Cloudy conditions are expected with widespread rain showers. Wednesday, another round of rain will arrive by midday. It will be heavy at times and wind will be gusty for the second half of the day on Wednesday. Highs near 60, but cooling rapidly during the afternoon. Thursday, we will rebound with sunshine, but temperatures will be colder, once again back in the lower 40s. Friday, another storm system will feature rain showers, highs back in the mid-40s, some snow mixing in the higher elevations as well. For the weekend, it will be colder yet again. Highs are in the 40s, but we will see some sunshine. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.